songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehound. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. St. Cloud's Lisa D. Giuseppe, and a tune titled Holiday, recorded at Blind Owl Studios in Avon, Minnesota by producer Doug Milloway. And boy, folks, we have a great show for you tonight. All requests here. We do this so 3 or 4 times a year on Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Enbehound, from the studios of KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And Lisa DiGiuseppe is from St. Cloud, young lady, and she sings in the true folk tradition and can often be heard at the local blend in St. Joseph. And I really look forward to the day when she has all of these songs compiled into a CD. Well, we mentioned Pioneer 90.1, and the big news is that we are having our day at the State Fair. Yes, we're going to be staffing the AMPERS, which stands for Association of Minnesota Educational Radio Stations. I think that's right. And we're going to staff the booth on Tuesday, August 30th, and Kathy Erickson, Glenn, Mark, and myself will be there. And I have five hours, folks, where I'm going to be sitting there at the booth from noon to 3, get an hour break, and then from... No, back up the truck. Noon to 2, hour break, 3 to 6, yes. And going to be featuring quite a few wonderful musicians singing their songs and chattering a little bit about their music. Up first at noon is Two Tone, which is Doug Milloway and Wayne Hamilton. And then at 12:50 to 1:20, the Mad Libs, Jared Kamick, who is also the brewmaster for the soon-to-be Cosmos Brewing Company out of Hugo, Minnesota. 1:25 to 1:55, Dennis Warner, along with his musical buddy Dan Neal. And then we break, and at around 3:10, Joey Shaheen from The Wrong Omar doing a solo. My, is this going to be fun. 3:50 to 4:20, Michael Riddle, who lives in Coon Rapids and is also a member of the Riddle Brothers. He'll be going solo. 4:30 to 5 o'clock, Leslie McKee with an accompanist. 5 to 5:30, Andrew Spreck. And 5:30 to 6, the duo Steve and Kim Wolf. So, oh my gosh, am I excited. And going to be... I've met a few of those people, but there are going to be some new people in my life after this week, and I'm super, super excited, just as I am about Dave Cafell's new CD, and I got to grab a name here for you. We'll share that with you in a little bit here, but all requests tonight, yes, and this one came in from Patty Muskovitz for her husband's song, Got No Money. So here's the Bard of Hackensack, Minnesota, Bob Muskovitz on Minnesota Homebrew.
I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. I grew up in a factory town. I never gave a thought about getting rich. Working at the mill, getting pushed around by executives, all getting their kicks. They never say much when they come here. We all play by the rich man's rules. They drink champagne, I drink beer. All of us are working fools. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. Understand, will I ever win? Money makes a greedy man. Do you count the sins? I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. My body in pride and thought to make a better product for you and me. While the rich man talks about the toys they bought, my pension plan doesn't mean a thing. Little to nothing after all these years. The executives took most everything. Help me, Lord, my heart's in tears. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. What's the matter with this great place? It's a lovely town that's soon to die. The mill closed down and changed its face. The rich man took, leaving poor man cry. I stand in line to get my checks. While the judge said, that's too bad, you fools. After 40 years, oh, what the heck? This country played by the rich man's rules. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. Lord, please help me understand, will I ever win? Money makes a greedy man, do you count the sins? I got no money to pay my rent, I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid, I got no money to buy my grave. I got no money to pay my rent, I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid, I got no money to buy my grave. I got no money to pay my rent, I got no money, it's all been spent. Well, I got no money, though I got paid, I got no money to buy my grave.
As an actor on stage, doing a play is safe and easy because, well, you know how it's going to end. But real life, that's scary and hard if you're doing it right.
We are now so different from what we thought, and now we've got another thing coming. coming. Good grief, I said, when will this hurting end? And could we still be friends? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
There's Jeffrey Goodson here on Minnesota Homebrew. All requests tonight. And we just got one called in for a young lady named Lisa Dixon, who used to live in Thief River Falls, originally from War Road, but I think she's down in Rochester now. Don't hear much from her, but we enjoyed Lisa at our open mics there at the Black Cat when we held it there. The local original music community would still love to have a venue in Thief River Falls for open mic, but we just haven't had much luck. Part of the problem may be that we held it on a Wednesday night, and that's church night here in Thief River, and I think it's also karaoke night here in town, so that might have been a mistake. But hey, any venue owners out there, like the Hive or someone like that, who may want to host an open mic for original and cover music, let us know. You can just send an email to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com or look me up in the phone book under the U's. This request was made by Pioneer 90.1 employee Chris Cuppett, and it's for any song by Lisa. So here's one titled Everything Changes.
Broken heart, felt so alone, family falling apart. You took my hand and you said, don't cry. Time flies and everything changes. We ran together into the world. Nothing but time still alive in the moment. Each night a memory or big mistake. And it was then I decided sneaking through windows and nights not stopping. The years will come and go. I hope you know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so. Remember how we stayed out all night, drunk on our laughter and lost in our heartache. Just past the headlights, we left for college and found our voice. Life was chaotic, the stress overwhelming. Our lives are changing with every choice. But when I'm with you, it feels like I will always be 17, sneaking through windows and nights not stopping. The years will come and go. You know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so. Don't see each other enough these days. Married or moved, babies on the way. Our time is precious now, I know why. 'Cause time flies, everything changes. But no matter where you are, I'll always pick up right where we left off. With friends like these, you don't say goodbye. And I'll love you for a lifetime. I will always be 17, sneaking through windows and nights, not stopping. The years will come and go, and I hope you know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so. I will always be 17, sneaking through windows and nights, not stopping. The years will come and go, and I hope you know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so.
Lisa Dixon here on the All Request Show for Minnesota Homebrew. And we are live, of course, from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1, the best radio station in the universe. Well, up next, a gentleman named Bruce Bolt, who hails from Mountain Lake, Minnesota, but now lives in Windham. Never been in those towns, but they're in the southwest part of the state. And Bruce is our only artist from that area. And we've been looking and looking for people down that way. If you know of somebody, let them know about our show. Go to our Facebook page, like us while you're there, and click on the About link to learn how you may submit your music, because our motto is, you send it, we'll play it. Now, Bruce recorded a CD titled I Ain't No Goat, and it boasts a novel brand of folk country music. He's also the president of Prairie Wind Folk Music and Bluegrass Association. And this is by request, a song called My Spirit Yearns to Be Free.
Sisters never sailed on a slavery ship. I never waded a river, never felt the sting of a whip. And I'm not sure if my feelings are pure. But one thing I know, and I know it for sure, my spirit too yearns to be free. My spirit too yearns to be free. Yes, my spirit too yearns to be free. When I climbed this mountain and gazed down below, I too want to praise my Creator for all He has done. And my spirit too yearns to be free. My spirit too yearns to be free. yes, my spirit too yearns to be free. And our spirits, they live in poverty, where money enslaves us in the land of plenty. Oh, may the truth rise up someday and set us all free. For my spirit too yearns to be free. Yes, my spirit too yearns to be free. Oh, my spirit too yearns to be free.
Bolt, my spirit yearns to be free on our all request night here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, a gentleman who is from Anoka, Minnesota, but now lives out on the west coast, the northwest part of our country, where coffee houses are abundant, being the home of Starbucks. And his name is Roland Trenery. Steve Wolf asked for this song. It's titled Every Penny Counts. And Roland is still a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters.
My friend Dollar Bill was famous. He always gave a buck to any hobo begging round his door. So I'm confessing to how I've given some of you, but since today I haven't any more. Now every penny counts, don't deny the value of a cent. I recall a time no one would stoop to scoop a dime. Now every penny counts, my friend. If I had a single nickel for every time I heard how nothing ain't worth nothing nowadays, I'd nod my little head at the 5 cent words they said, then take each nickel and sock it away. 'Cause every penny counts, don't deny the value of a cent. I recall a time no one would stoop to scoop a dime. Now every penny counts, my friend. When you think about it, love's worth more than money. So our friendship, kinship, happiness and health, without humor, nothing's very funny. But who turned down a chance to wallow in some wealth. One day, my reluctant banker said I could see the vault. And don't you know I came away perplexed. That vault was just as bare as a head without a hair. My little piggy's bound to be broke next. 'Cause every penny counts, don't deny the value of a cent. I recall a time no one would stoop to scoop a dime. Now every penny counts, my friend. Every penny counts.
Roland Trenary on All Request Night here on Minnesota Homebrew. Bob Muscovitz is listening, and he wants us to know that the Bluegrass Festival is going on at the Cass County Fairgrounds in Pine River tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. What about Saturday? Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Bob, send me a Facebook message on that one. Well, here's my request for the evening. Saw this video on Facebook the other day and just couldn't believe what a beautifully authentic folk song this is, because it's writing about folky things. It's by Greg Connor, and it's titled Farmer's Market. Now, he spells farmers F-A-R-M-E-R apostrophe S. And I don't know. I think the apostrophe should be after the S, because it's a lot of farmer's market. But I'm an ex-English teacher, and those are the things I notice. Here's Greg.
Heading down to the farmer's market, I wonder what will catch my eye. Green and red, sometimes yellow, I got folding money so I can buy. Take my gal to the farmer's market, stroll on by the big displays, pick out something plump and special, making dinner later on today. Wander around the farmer's market, a ripe tomato just caught my eye. Maple syrup, golden honey, watermelon baby by my side. Watermelon baby by my side. Grandma's at the farmer's market, bag of sweet corn and green beans too. Little boy held a bunch of flowers, said, Grandma, these are just for you. Wander around the farmer's market, a ripe tomato just caught my eye. Maple syrup, golden honey, watermelon baby by my side. Watermelon baby by my side. Around the farmer's market, a ripe tomato just caught my eye. Maple syrup, golden honey, watermelon baby by my side. Watermelon baby by my side. Season ends with squash and pumpkins, big and bright as they can be. Imagine them in my oven, autumn winds blowing through the trees. Wander around the farmer's market, a ripe tomato just caught my eye. Maple syrup, golden honey, watermelon baby by my side. Watermelon baby by my side. Watermelon baby.
Nice guitar work there. He's from Savage, Minnesota. His name is Greg Connor. Here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, I told you a little earlier about the new CD that's being released by Dave Cofell, and that CD release celebration is tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m. at Dino's Eden Lakeside Club on County Road 9 in Eden Valley, Minnesota. And Dave's going to be joined by Jeff and Tommy V, sons of Bobby V, Paul Drinkwine, Randy Mickelberg, Dennis Kennedy, and Adam Hammer. Doors open at 5 p.m. for VIP ticket holders. VIP tickets are $25 each, which includes dinner, show, and a CD. Now, where can you get a deal like that? Live performance by a host of people, dinner, and a CD, all for $25. Unbelievable. General admission tickets are $8 in advance or $10 at the door. And that's for Dave Cofell's release of A Thousand Shades of Blue. And another thing going on, of course, we've been pitching this the last few weeks because it's very, very important. And that is Lonnie Knight's cancer fight. They're having a benefit for him at the Minnesota Music Cafe this coming Sunday night from 1 to 7 p.m. The Minnesota Music Cafe is located at, where is it? 499 Payne Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota. Wonderful cause. And you can also go to the GoFundMe.com site and search for Lonnie Knight's fundraising effort. People, this is really, really important. I had a wonderful time hearing Lonnie at the Cajun Potluck in Shoreview, probably 3 years ago. And I didn't know what to expect, and he blew me away. So, an incredible talent. Up next, another incredible talent, and this was requested, a song, the title song from Dennis Warner's Seeds CD. Dennis played here at our gazebo a few years ago, and he's also going to be at our booth at the State Fair on Tuesday, August 30th. We'll tell you about that again before the end of the hour. Here's Seeds by Mr. Dennis Warner.
Stop on my way home and watch the children play, and I wonder if they wonder what they'll become someday. Some will dream a big dream, make it all come true, while others go on dreaming they'll never do. We're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil, it's sometimes sand. All just seeds in God's hands. Saw a friend the other day, hardly recognized. She'd done a lot of living in her eyes. She told her tale of how she'd failed, the lesson she'd been taught, but offered no excuses and left me with this thought. We're all just seeds in God's hands. Start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil, it's sometimes time sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. And as I'm standing at this crossroads once again, I'm reminded we're all the same when we begin. And in the end, we're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land, sometimes fertile soil, it's sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. We're all just seeds in God's hands.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
You've probably heard about it by now that the proposed merger between Anheuser-Busch InBev with SAB Miller won a U.S. antitrust approval. So that means that these two giants are probably going to be in charge of an estimated global market share of about 28% of beer sales worldwide. Now, there's a lot of people who are concerned about this because ABI operates 19 breweries in the U.S. and owns more than 40 major beer brands in the country. And the worry is that the company's practices could prevent smaller breweries from getting a place on liquor store shelves or in bars, which in turn would limit consumer choices and competition in the industry. I think the writer of this article is correct. Bob Pease, the president and CEO of the Brewers Association, says the not-for-profit trade group continues to believe the merger between the two companies is bad for the beer industry and consumers, but the Justice Department's significant requirements appear to address some of our major apprehensions with the merger. Among those requirements are ending distributor incentive programs, putting a cap on ABI's self-distribution volume, and other measures to protect distributor independence. Independent distributors that sell ABI's beer will have the freedom to sell and promote the variety of beers that many Americans drink. Sonia Pfaffenroth, the Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the Justice Department's Antitrust Division, said in a statement, the settlement will also require a review of all future ABI craft beer acquisitions. The news release said, but does not limit the number of craft breweries ABI can acquire. But this is a problem. You know, you have a real nice craft beer company like Goose Island out of Chicago, and you know, you patronize them because they have a great line of beer, and then you're drinking one a year later, and you look on the label, and it says owned by ABI, Budweiser. So, and you know, they've got the clout and the money, and they also have the ability to drive the prices down, you know, the ability to control shelf space and drive the prices down, which makes it really difficult for small brewers that have to keep the prices up there so that they can survive. So I don't know about this, but I guess this is America, and that's democracy, and that's capitalism, and all of that good stuff. Jawohl. Well, up next, a lady named Deb Harley with a tune titled I'm Right and You're Wrong. And, you know, well, I'm going to catch it for this. I know I'm going to catch it. But, you know, only a woman could write a title like that, I'm Right and You're Wrong. Here's Deb Harley with a really, really, really nice song.
I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're you're wrong and I'm right. No, I'm right and you're wrong. You're wrong and I'm right. We better get it straight before it's too late. 'Cause baby, that ain't loving at all. We used to say we were a case of love at first sight. I thought you were the coolest. You thought I was bright. But now all we do is argue about who's wrong and who's right. And baby, that ain't loving at all. What's happening, baby? Has the routine got us down? So much to do, not enough time for hanging around. Let's stop the momentum before it's too late. 'Cause I got a feeling, baby, we don't have no time to waste. Yeah, but I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're wrong and I'm right. I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're wrong and I'm right. Just get it through your head and you'll see the light that you've been wrong all along and I've been right. Oh boy, we're getting nowhere tonight. I think it's a standoff, a most unsatisfying fight. Where's the truce? Where's the compromise? Where's the sorry I'm wrong? I guess we put all those to bed in some other song. Got us down. So much to do, not enough time for hanging round. Let's stop the momentum before it's too late. 'Cause I got a feeling, baby, we don't have no time to waste. Well, it's come down to this, hit or miss. Three strikes and we're out. Call me crazy. I don't think that's what we're about. If you need to be right, I can let it go tonight. We no longer need to fight when you're wrong and I'm right. 'Cause baby, that ain't loving at all.
Hey, why don't we catch a ball game tonight?
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking dinner and drinks.
It's a playoff game.
I know, but we really need to talk.
Right.
Deb Harley with I'm Right and You're Wrong. Bob Muscovitz steered me to the Lake Bluegrass Festival this weekend, actually starting tonight in Cass Lake. Not in Cass Lake. Let me see. Where's it at? You know, I think I'm losing it here at age 66. Here are some of the performers that will be there. Dick Kimmel and Company, Monroe Crossing, the Bluegrass Express Band, Schaefer's Lost 40, Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, Rebecca Fraser and Hit and Run, Bluegrass Martins, the Poe Ramblin' Boys. What a lot of fun there at the Lakes Bluegrass Festival. And I'm trying, you know how it is when you're trying to find something fast and you can't, but it's located at, drumroll, 525 First Street North, Pine River, Minnesota. That's real close to Hackensack, too. Well, here's a little more information about what's going on at the State Fair, and then we're going to finish the night with a five-plus-minute song by request from a North Shore group. But as I mentioned, we are going to be at the State Fair staffing the Ampers radio booth on Tuesday, August 30th. That's this coming Tuesday. And we got a complete lineup there. We're starting out our coverage from the fair at 9 a.m. Kathy's variety show will be going until noon. She has special guest stars Hank Thanander and Elwood Oshner. Now, I don't know who those folks are. Well, I have heard of Hank Thanander, but obviously big names in the polka old-time genre. And then from noon to 2 p.m., Minnesota Homebrew, our show, will have Two Tone with Wayne Hamilton and Doug Milloway. And that's at approximately a little after 12. And then 12:50 to 1:20, the Mad Libs, Jared Kamick's four-piece group. We're going to squeeze four-piece group into the booth. Oh, my. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I asked him to strip things down, and musically, that is. And then 1:25 to 1:55, gentlemen, you just heard Dennis Warner from up the road in Clearwater. Then from 2 to 3 p.m., a real treat, Glenn Broggett will be interviewing George Shire regarding the golden age of pro wrestling in Minnesota. And Glenn's had a wrestling show here for a long time. George is his co-host. He's written a book on the subject. I've read the book. Wonderful. And then I pick back up after I get a Chicago hot dog from 3 to 6 p.m. First up, The Wrong Omar, Joy Shaheen at 3:10. At 3:50, Michael Riddle. At 4:30, Leslie McKee. 5 o'clock, Andrew Spreck. I've really been looking forward to meeting both all these guys, Andrew especially. And 5:30 to 6 p.m., Amy and Adams. And then at 6 to 9, Kathy's Variety Show picks back up. And if you love polka and old-time music, waltzes, country, gospel, all of that, Kathy's show is right here on Pioneer 90.1 every Monday night from 6 to 11. That's right. And that makes me feel bad. I only have 1 hour. I could have more, but I'm selfish. And I have 1 hour, and Kathy is actually in the studio, and I'm looking at all of the DVDs she has here for 5 hours. Amazing. So that's that, I guess. And I'd like to, again, thank you all for listening tonight. Minnesota Homebrew airs every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. We're usually live. And next week we will not be, because I'll be in the cities kind of taking a week off of my regular job. And if you're wondering what I do, I'm an employment counselor for the state of Minnesota. And I work Polk County, Minnesota, and Red Lake County. And I assist people to re-enter the workforce after being off for a while. And it's a very fulfilling job. In East Grand Forks, I have the privilege, and I do mean that sincerely, of working with new Americans, mostly Somali secondary refugees who have come here from various states, Kentucky, Texas, California, Utah, Michigan, and they resettle in East Grand Forks, and what a bunch of lovely, lovely people they are. All want to work, but English is kind of a barrier. So we get them learning English, and once they know enough, out they go into the workforce, and they don't need any pushing because they want a piece of that American pie. Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to end the night with a request by Cook County's Most Wanted, a very, very interesting song titled Me. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, go to Pioneer 90.1, RadioNorthland.org, and check out our schedule for the State Fair. Love to see you stop by. We're in the Education Building from 9 to 9.
Excuse me, folks, while I tune up for a second. Me, 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 me. Perfect. Of course.
You remind me of me, and that's why. was a time you didn't know me, and I felt so bad for you. A mirror reflecting me. You had your doubts that you loved me. How could that be? To feel inadequate.
Together, I'm sure you'll come to see that if I ever lost you, at least I'd still have me.
You're welcome.